Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the preferability of fasting 3 days every month, we explain that the best 3 days to fast every month is the 13th, 14th and the 15th of the Islamic month. These are known as Ayyam-e-Bid, the bright days. So although a person will be fulfilling the sunnah by fasting 3 days that are not specifically 13th, 14th, 15th, any 3 days of the month, with the beginning or the end, but the most afzal, the best 3 days a person can fast every month is these 3 days, the 13th and the 14th and the 15th of the lunar month. Yesterday we did a hadith and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Usani Khalili. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that my bosom friend, in Urdu they say Jigri Dost, my close friend, he advised me. And today's hadith we see almost the same words. And Abi Darda radiallahu anhu qal, Usani Habibi. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he says that my beloved gave me advice. My beloved. This is how they would refer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu saying, Khalili, my jigri dost, my closed friend. In English sometimes we say, my thick friend. So yeah, this is much greater than that. So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu is saying that my beloved had given me three advice. Usani habibi bi thalathin, lan ada'ahunna ma ishtu. Next thing Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says that I will never ever leave it so long as I live. These three things that my beloved has told me to do, I will never leave it so long as I live. The first thing he says, the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, bisuyami thalathati ayyamin min kulli shahr, fasting 3 days every month. First thing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him. The next thing is wasalati duha, performing this chas salah, this duha salah. And the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, وَبِأَلَّا أَنَامَ حَتَّى أُوْتِرْ, that I should not sleep until I read my witr namaz. Again, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to this, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him that you first read your witr namaz and then you go to sleep. From this hadith we learn some very, very important principles. Very important principles that will help us, doesn't matter what we do, whether a person is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether a person is at home, whether a person is in his business, whether a person is making khidmat of deen, whatever he does, there's some principles we learn from this hadith. And together with these principles, if we learn, just remember a few other principles, this will help us throughout our lives. And very easy way to remember these principles is clove. A clove adds spice to the food. It makes the food very tasty. So if a person has these five things in his C-L-O-V-E, he has this in his life, then he'll also have that spice in his life, that taste will come in his life, that flavor will come there. What a person will do, it will benefit him and it will benefit others. When there's flavor in the food, then the people that are eating it enjoy it, the people that are smelling it enjoy it, people that are looking at it also can see that these people relish the food. So everyone gets that enjoyment when it's there. Otherwise it can be the most well-packaged food, most well-packaged drink, but the flavor is not there, then nobody wants to buy it for the second time. Nobody wants to have it because it doesn't have that flavor. So the first thing we learn from this hadith, he says, لَنْ أَدَعَهُنَّ, that I will never ever leave it. مَا عِشْتُ, so long as I'm alive. So what we learn from the C, from the clove, commitment. That when we do something, we do it wholeheartedly, we do it committedly. That whatever what I am doing, I'll do it whether it's raining, whether it's sunny, whether it's cold, whether I'm in a good mood, whether I'm in a bad mood. For example, my tahajjud salah. It doesn't matter if I'm on holiday, it doesn't mean my tahajjud salah goes for holiday. My tilawat of Quran goes for holiday. My gush goes for holiday. My time that I'm spending in the masjid goes for holiday. Person is committed, it doesn't matter what time, what season. It's early in the morning, I'm committed. It's later, I'm committed. It's hot, I'm committed. It's cold, I'm committed. Holiday, I'm committed. Working day, I'm committed. So the first thing we learn that will help us, first quality we learn from here, is commitment. The next thing we learn from this hadith, he said, Usani Habibi, that my beloved had given me advice. So here what we find, that the next thing we learn from there is L is for love. That when a person has got love, then everything becomes easy. Like the poet said, إِذَا صَحَّتْ وُدَّتْ, that when, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا صَحَّ مِنْكَ الْوُدُّ, when that love from you is realized, فَالْكُلُّ هَيِّنٌ, then every single thing becomes easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when this love is realized from you, then every every single thing becomes easy. وكل الذي فوق التراب ترابي وكل الذي فوق التراب ترابه. After all, every single thing that is above the soil is nothing but soil in itself. Everything is soil. So how a person can find anything difficult when that link between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there? So when a person has love for Allah Pak, he has love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everything after that becomes easy. So this is the next thing we got to do, is develop that love for Allah Pak, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have love for the tilawat of Quran. Have love for a'mal. We need to have love for our salah. We need to have love for our gush. We need to have love for all the effort that we do. We need to have love inculcated in our heart. It becomes very easy. The next thing that we learn is obedience. See what he said. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, and immediately after that, I got this, I brought this action into life, and I'm not going to leave it. So the next thing we learn is obedience or respect. These two things take a person very, 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 very far. That he's got obedience and he's got respect for his elders, for his seniors, for his parents. Person realizes that these people are only going to be with me for a short period of time. Ask a man when he gets old and he thinks to himself that if my parents were alive today, how would I have treated them? His total outlook is different. Why? Because when he was young, he thought he thought so little of his parents. Now when he's gone old, he realizes what this value of the parents is. What is the value of my ustads? What is the value of the seniors? What is the value of the favor that Allah Pak has blessed me? So when it comes to respect, ulama say, not only respect, respect the kitab of Allah, respect the hadith, respect the seniors, respect anything that is connected with deen. For example, love for it, he will show that respect. There's one poem, that one part of the poem I'll just mention. Layth al-shabab ya'udu yawman fa'ukhbirtuhu bima fa'al al-mashibu. How I wish that old age, how I wish that youth will come again, and I'll inform this youth, an old man is saying in the poem, that how I wish youth can come back again, and I'll inform this youth what old age has done to me. Because when I was young, I said, when I get old, I'll do this, when I get old, I'll do that, when I get old, I'll do this. Now when I'm gone old, then I realize that I'm gone weak. I don't have that energy, I don't have that stamina, I don't have that go in me anymore. I've got aches, I've got pains, eye problem, ear problem, pressure problem, sugar problem. But when I was young, I would always say, when I get old, I'll do this. So he's saying, the poet is saying, Layth al-shabab ya'udu yawman, if only that youth will come to me for one day, if that youth can come back to me for one day, فَأُخْبِرْتُهُ بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمَشِيبُ, I'll inform that youth what old age did to me, so that youth will know that don't delay things till I get old. So the next thing is, oh, obedience. The next thing is value everything, appreciate everything. Every ni'mat Allah has given us, value it. Allah Pak has given us time, value the time. Allah Pak has given us that wealth, value that time, that wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ilm and knowledge, we got to value that knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us time to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to value that opportunity to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing is E is, a person shouldn't have any expectation from anybody. La nuridu minkum jaza'u wala shukura. We don't want any kind of reward for any good deed we do. We don't even want shukura. We don't even want a jazakallah from the person that we did good for. But we don't desire anything from anybody. A person has got this in them, that they don't desire anything. If our akabir used to always say this one saying, kabhi bhi kisi se kisi kisam se ummeed na rakna, O mujhe bhi, kabhi bhi kisi se. Don't ever from anybody have any type of any expectation. And the Sheikh will say, or mujhe bhi, don't even have expectation of me. So this shows that the person doesn't have any expectation from anybody, he'll never be disappointed. The only person he has expectation of is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should put all our expectations in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these five things that make up the clove, the person has this in his life, it doesn't matter where he is, he'll be able to affect people. But one thing which is very important, ulama explained, is that we need to bring it into our lives. We need to bring qualities into our lives. I'll just terminate with one incident that is mentioned for the Muslims, for the students, for people of deen, people involved in the effort of deen, is if we want people to be affected with what we say, then we have to bring amal in our lives. We have to bring action into our life. So there was one sheikh in Syria. He used to give very good bayans, very nice bayans, and people would get very affected by his talks. So there was a governor that would come regularly, a governor, senior, he would come for his programs. And together with the governor would come his slave, the governor's slave. This was many years ago in the time when slavery was still alive. So the sheikh would meet the governor, he would meet the slave. One day the slave came to the sheikh quietly and told him, please can you speak on this topic, the fazilat, the virtues of freeing slaves, and making the slaves go free, the virtues. Indeed, there's none of virtues for freeing slaves. So the sheikh said, okay, you asked me to speak on this topic, I'll speak on it. Now he had realized why this person wanted, he wanted his freedom. So 1 week went, 2 weeks went, 3 weeks went, 1 month went, 2 months. After 6 months only, the sheikh spoke on the topic of freeing this slave. And when he spoke, then this governor, who was the master, got very affected. Straight away he freed the slave. So the slave comes now to the sheikh and he tells him that I thank you very much, that it had such a profound effect, your speech, on my master, that he freed me straight away. I only got one question for you, that why you gave this talk 6 months later? If you gave this talk 6 months earlier, I would have been free 6 months earlier. So then he explained, he said, you see, I'm an average working class person. I earn a very meager salary. From that day when you told me and I gave my word to you that I'm going to speak on it, I said if I don't make amal, if I don't have action in my life, where is my words going to affect anybody? So I saved up and saved up and saved up and saved up. Every day I tried to save something. And then after 6 months I had enough money to buy one slave myself. I purchased a slave and I freed the slave immediately. So now because I made amal on what I'm going to say, so my words also had an effect. Thereafter only I spoke on this topic that you asked me to speak on. So here we learn something. If we want our words to have an effect, we need to bring amal into our lives. When we bring amal in our lives, we don't have to say a lot. People will just look at us, people will just listen, and immediately they'll be affected. Why? Because this action is already in a person's life. Otherwise the person will speak and speak, but he's got no action in his life. How can it affect anything? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing these actions in our life, bringing commitment in our life, having love in our life, bringing obedience and respect in our life, valuing and appreciating what Allah Pak has given us, and don't have any expectations in anybody. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, subhanallahi bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.